This is CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void Every Day with me, Christopher Sheridan.
good to see in the void again tonight. So tonight, I have a different kind of show planned. It's going to be a show presented by me and Megan, and we got Mackenzie here in the studio too. So it's a bit of a family show. Of course, Mackenzie doesn't have much to say yet about music, or anything in particular. Just likes to make a lot of noise, as you can probably hear right now. So to start the show off, we're going to go with the song that Megan picked, since she picked a handful of songs, and I picked a handful of songs. So one of the first songs Megan's picked is an old psychedelic song from the Year of Psychedelic Albums, which is 1967. So Megan, would you introduce the song we're going to listen to next?
Yeah, for the first one we have Dandelion's Chariot, and the song is called Madman Running Through the Fields.
All right, is there anything you could tell us about Dandelion's Chariot?
Not too much. It just reminds me of my best friend and I in high school when we were driving around acting like idiots.
All right, I can get that. Now, the thing about this this band, Dandelion's Chariot, that's kind of special in the world of psychedelic and pop music is this is the band that kind of got Andy Summers' start. Andy Summers being the guitar player for the band The Police, which is awesome anyway. So, all right. So this is some Dandelion's Chariot with Madman Running Through the Fields.
Yeah.
Again, Madman Running Through the Fields. Good choice, Megan.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
I definitely dig the 1960s psychedelic pop for sure. So because of that, I picked a song that is a reaction to that song. A song off of the album I consider the best psychedelic pop record of all time, which is Pink Floyd and their first album, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. The song I want to play is called Take Up Thy Stethoscope and Walk, which is probably Roger Waters, I think it's Roger Waters' first songwriting credit for Pink Floyd, and it definitely previews the adventurousness he brings to the microphone and the way he sings. It's kind of like a psychedelic freak-out surf song with some absurd lyrics. So again, Take Up Thy Stethoscope and Walk by Pink Floyd.
That's a very awesome song. I do enjoy it. And up next, we're going to be listening to one of the songs I've picked, which will be Ween, Mutilated Lips. It's a song I haven't heard in a while, but it brings back awesome memories of when I was in high school, getting really high at my dad's house, feeling very mellow, and just really enjoying my time.
Right on. A friend of mine who's a fan of Ween, always described Ween as a band that sounds like a band that thinks they want to be on drugs.
I like that.
Right on. So, Mutilated Lips by Ween off their album The Mollusk.
I lick my brain in silence. Rouse me, my head instead.
accepting only fresh brine. You can get another drop of this, yeah, you wish. Mutilated lips give a kiss on the wrist of the worm like tips of tentacles expanding.
The next song, I picked a song that was a reaction again to that song. And when I think of Ween, there's two bands that kind of come to mind, and that is Primus and the Flaming Lips. And mostly probably just because they're psychedelic and weird and kind of stand out on their own, sort of anomalies in the 90s. And Dean Ween has done work with both the Flaming Lips and Primus. All right, Mackenzie, what do you think about Dean Ween and Primus and the Flaming Lips?
Oh, now you go quiet.
Exactly. All right, Megan, what do you think? What do you think about Primus and Ween and the Flaming Lips?
Hard to say, because I love Primus, and that was the first concert you and I went to together as well. Oh. But Flaming Lips, I love them so much, and you know, both concerts I've been to were fantastic. I can see though why either of those bands, you know, you can tie into Ween there.
Right on. All right, well, since we're talking about Ween, the Flaming Lips, and Primus, I've picked a song by the Flaming Lips I want to listen to. I think it complements the Ween a bit. It's a little harsher and a little more beautiful, kind of takes the extremes both ways with this one. This is off their last album of the 90s, which was which is called The Soft Bulletin. This is the album where the Flaming Lips sort of blossomed from the cocoon and became the butterfly of psychedelic weirdness that they've always been known to be ever since. The song is called A Spoonful Weighs a Ton.
Thank you. bottom. Giving more than they had, the process had begun. A million came from one. The limit's now none. Had been won. Being drunk on their plan, they lifted up the sun.
I love how it just repeats the word love and love over the end there.
I do like that song.
It's really good live, too. It's one of the highlights of a Flaming Lips concert. So where are we going next, Megan?
We are going with Devin Townsend, which, yes, I absolutely love. I've been a fan of his since Strapping Young Lad. And again, that was one of the first concerts you and I went to. I believe he opened for Opeth.
Yes, he did. And Dark Tranquility.
That's right. Couldn't remember who the third band was. And the song I picked is Newer. Whether or not that's actually true or not, because I know my idea of new is...
It's new. It's from 2022.
Oh, phew. Okay. And the song is called Lightwork.
Yes, Lightworker. Off the album Lightwork. which I think is a wonderful Devin Townsend record. It's a departure from almost anything he's ever done before. For anybody who might be feeling some anxiety right now about having to listen to Devin Townsend for the next few minutes, this song is nothing to get worried about. So enjoy Lightworker by Devin Townsend.
use of energy.
There we go. A very beautiful side of Devin Townsend. I'm really happy to hear him embrace it. So I'm going to, for my counterpoint, I'm going to bring out a song here by the Mars Volta. Another band known to just tear the house down when they're playing. Just unrelentless, bombastic, psychedelia. It's like jazz on fire with lots of razor blades. So the song I'm going to pick is off of their, what was going to be, like it looked like it was going to be the last album for a while there, was Nocturnicate. There was something like a 11 or 12 year gap between Nocturnicate and the most recent Mars Volta record. And the most recent Mars Volta record is so far removed from what anybody knows Mars Volta to be that, as far as I can tell, most people who consider themselves Mars Volta fans don't even like the record. But there's some things to love about it, but it takes some work. Now this album, Nocturnicate, I fell in love with instantly. This is one of their more experimental records, a little more progressive. It's a lot more laid back. So the track I'm going to play off of the album is one of my favorite ones. It's got a beautiful sort of ethereal tone to it that just, it's outerworldly. The track is called Empty Vessels Make the Loudest Sound.
She will pave me a different road.
pick as always, Chris. That was a great song to listen to.
I'm glad you dug it. Mm. So where are we going next with this one, Megan?
We are going to Valve Bone Woe. And I believe it's called...
Chrissy Hynde.
Yes. I do like her from The Pretenders, another great band I used to love listening to.
Never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was kidding, honestly. I've heard of The Pretenders. Anyway, so we're going to go with a track off of Valve Bone Woe. Which track are we going to listen to? Not that one.
We're going with Caroline No.
Maybe we should just listen to this, actually. So Caroline No is actually a cover song. Do you know the original version, Megan?
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, off of Pet Sounds. Another amazing psychedelic record from 1967. I'm really sorry about Mackenzie here. She thinks we're playing some Opeth next, apparently. Or maybe she's missing the screaming Devin Townsend. Anyway, so this is Caroline No off the Valve Bound Woe, the Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, Caroline.
All right, Megan, since you picked a beautiful jazz rendition of a wonderful rock song, I kind of want to do a beautiful jazz version of a wonderful rock song.
Sounds fair.
Sounds fair. Now, this song, this version of this song, is responsible for bringing me around, kind of bringing me around to appreciating Rush. Now, Rush was one of those bands that have been around forever, as far as my memory, you know, because I was born in the 80s. And being a band that was really popular and prominent in Southern Ontario, you know, they were on every radio station. I heard Tom Sawyer 1,000 times. I'm so sick of that damn song. I've heard every Rush hit so many times to the point where Geddy Lee's voice grates on me, and Neil Peart's drums sound predictable. Alex Lifeson guitar just sounds like a guitar player. Now, that being said, after hearing this version of Tom Sawyer by Brad Meldow, it kind of knocked me out of that spell where Rush had sort of just become numb to me. And now, Rush sounds like one of the greatest bands that have ever walked the earth, which they kind of are, especially as far as prog rock goes and power trios go. I mean, Cream is probably the original power trio and like the Jimi Hendrix Experience, you know. And then, but reality, Rush perfected it. Primus made it weird, but Rush perfected the power trio. How do you feel about Rush, Megan?
I think they're a classic Canadian band. I grew up listening to them with my mom.
And
I mean, they're not in my top 10 favorite bands or anything, but they're awesome and I do enjoy listening to them.
And you're not sick of them, eh? The way I have become sick of them?
No, I'm surprised I'm not.
You're surprised?
I've heard them quite a lot.
Now, are you sick of this version of a Rush song?
I've only heard it once and I feel like I am, yes.
Oh, great.
I'm just kidding. It's not that. It's really nice.
Well, I think it's wonderful. The lead singer, well, I should say the lead singer. There's a guest singer for this particular song. I forget his name. It's Chris something. I'm not familiar with him. Chris Thiel. He also plays a bit of mandolin in here as well. And there's also a female guest vocalist who's not listed, who's just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So again, this is Brad Meldow off of his Rush jazz cover record, Jacob's Ladder. And the song is Tom Sawyer.
A modern day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
that time again. It was a bit of a weird show. I've learned that babies aren't necessarily the best thing to have on radio. Very unpredictable. But I'm happy she was here, and I'm happy Megan's here. Thanks for joining us, Megan.
Well, thank you. I always have a lot of fun doing this with you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Maybe we'll do it more, if you like.
I just might.
All right, then. So, tonight, we got one more song for you, another song that Megan's picked. And it's going to be a psychedelic rock song. You want to introduce the song, Megan?
Sure. It is something that Chris introduced me to a couple of years ago, and the song just kind of stuck. The band is called Love, and the song is called Alone Again Or.
Yeah, and I don't know much about this band. I could probably look it up, I guess. But they're one of those bands that 1967, again, the year of amazing albums and amazing psychedelic music, sort of like the beginning of you know, what albums were to become for the next 20, 30 years as like a whole piece, you know, with experimentation and all sorts of stuff. And this album kind of came out of nowhere, and the band has kind of fizzled away, as far as I can tell. But yeah, so it's good to see you guys as always in the void. Love from the void. And we'll see you next week. Again, this is Love. Alone Again Or.
Somebody said to me, you know that I could